spiritual, because I'm going to teach you tonight how to sleep. Because to me, that's the biggest, most important question beyond the theory is how to sleep. And how this came about is I'm a behavioral sleep therapist for Lutheran Medical Center in Denver. And that came about because I've been a psychotherapist since the late 70s. And in 1992, I had a major crisis, three major crises at the same time, developed horrific insomnia. First, I was terrified and angry. Then I thought, okay, maybe this is having a purpose. So I took it on as, can I find my way through this? And what I discovered from my own self is that very close to sleep, there are very subtle and very definite body sensations. So people talk about the feeling of falling asleep. I'm going to show you how to create that feeling. We're going to do an experiential exercise. It's not about falling asleep tonight. You'll just learn how to feel that feeling. You'll be able to use it tonight when you go to bed. It's really simple. Then I switched my practice to work just with people who have insomnia. And the fascinating thing I discovered is that the body sensations of sleep are the same in everyone. So in insomnia, you just forgot how to find that. I'm going to show you an easy way just to refine it again, but it's already inside you. So it won't be like a method. It's just refilling something inside you. In addition to working with clients, I've created, because this is so simple, I created a recorded product so people can learn this at home, people all over the world. As Rohini just said, we just completed the independent study, 66 participants, and we chose them for high stress levels. Airline pilots, policemen, firemen, that's what PTSD, general public. The results were 82% said they slept better. The vast majority said they slept better starting in the first couple of nights. I'm going to teach you a piece of that tonight. And the vast majority reported all sorts of daytime changes because they were sleeping better. I'm not going to go into, you just leave them on the floor. I'm not going to go into the benefits of sleep and the damages of poor sleep. You can go onto Google and learn that. Because lots talks about that. This is about when your head's on the pillow. How do you actually get to sleep more quickly and easily, sleep more deeply, and get back to sleep more quickly and easily if you awaken too early? And just so you know, this method does not involve hypnosis or visualization. Hypnosis is scary for a lot of people. Visualization, great for other purposes. But on the way to sleep, lots of times it's just another form of mental activity to keep you awake. Body sensations are the key. Rohini mentioned that about bringing it back inside the body. There's a very simple way to do it. Also, not deep breathing. That's very, very popular. Deep breathing, great for other purposes. But if you keep deep breathing on the way to sleep, you're making effort. And if you're making effort, you're not going to sleep. I'm going to show you something other than deep breathing. People talk about quieting the mind. People say, I wish I could just turn off the switch. I'm going to show you how to turn off the switch. Because many people, they make their mind the enemy. They try to control it, and it all just gets into struggle. The truth is that your mind wants to rest. It just forgot how. I'm going to show you how it works. So the obvious, stress makes it harder to sleep, then you're sleep deprived, your more stress goes round and round. How do we solve that? Consider this analogy. If you're outside in a storm, you gotta be braced against the weather. You come inside, you can settle down. Indoors, protected from the weather. So I'm gonna show you how to feel a safe, comfortable sensation deep in your body. It's like having a safe place to go to just get away from the storms of your life. Now, people think that in order to sleep, they need to completely calm their mind and body, but then trying to do that keeps them awake, so here's the way we get around that. Supposing you had a friend, and you asked them to squeeze your forearm more and more tightly until you said, that's uncomfortable, now loosen your grip just slightly. Well, that slight loosening makes the difference between uncomfortable and okay. They don't need to let go of your arm. Similarly, your mind and body don't need to become totally calm, just slightly. Slightly is a smaller step, and it feels good, so it's easy, and it leads to the next slightly. So when people say, I wish I could just turn off the switch, the key is it's not an on-off switch, it's a dimmer switch. I'm going to show you how to methodically turn the inner dimmer switch. Now, we're going to do a couple quick exercises. You're not going to do these on the way to sleep, just for here. Most people think they need to relax their entire body.
That's too much work and it doesn't get you to sleep. I'm going to show you a couple small areas of your body that are like switches in your nervous system. The first may sound strange, but the first is your tongue. A lot of people go through life in stress, pressing their tongue against the roof of the mouth. Now, your tongue doesn't need to be totally calm, just slightly. Here's quick exercise. Make a fist and hold it. Now, notice how it takes effort to do that. Now, stop doing that, put your hand down. And that's not trying to relax your fist. It's actually less effort to let go of the tension. Similarly, if your tongue is ever pressed against the roof of your mouth, you don't try to make it relax. Just allow it slightly. Remember, slightly. So, quick exercise. Press your tongue against the roof of your mouth to make it tense, and then just allow it to be slightly calmer. And it can be anywhere in your mouth. There's no rules about it. Just, it could even be lightly touching the roof of your mouth. Just slightly calmer. Were you able to feel that a little bit? This is yes, this is no. Okay, the other element that's very important here is your heart. And this is obvious. If you're anxious, your heart's really beating. But here's something interesting. If you're just lying there awake, feeling normal, your heart, when you're falling asleep, your heart is calmer than when you're just lying there awake. So I'm going to show you a way to calm your heart. And your heart is like a neurological switch to calm your whole mind and body. Because everybody's aware that the heart's a muscle pumping blood. There's a whole other level, comes from the field of neurocardiology, that your heart is constantly sending out chemical and electrical signals through your mind and body. So your heart truly is a central switch. I'm going to show you how to affect that. And Andrew talked about that, that in ancient times, in ancient studies, when you fall asleep, you go to your heart. I'm going to show you how to do that. And how that happens is we're not going to talk about the physical heart over on the left, but rather the area deep in the center of the chest. I'll call it your heart area. It's easier to calm that, automatically calms your heart. And how we do it is, your breath is in your lungs surround your heart. When you inhale, your lungs inflate, your chest moves out like this. When you exhale, your chest moves inward. So it's moving in to calm that area, and you'll experience that in a moment. It's that simple. We're almost to the experiential part. Couple refinements. These are all optional, so you just choose the ones that you like. A lot of people hear about deep breathing. I already talked about that. What happens when, there's a certain way you breathe when you're asleep, and when that gets really comfortable, it oftentimes becomes slightly shallower, but in a soothing way. The shallow breath that gets the bad reputation is shallow and anxious. This is shallow and soothing. Completely different shallow breath. When you're breathing comfortably and shallowly, there's also less movement. Less movement is less effort. Less effort helps you sleep. If you're lying in bed and you're stressed, listen to your breath and you'll hear that you're breathing more loudly than when you're feeling calm. So we got loud breath relates to stress, quiet breath relates to sleep. So all we do is let the breath become quieter. Now here, it won't be as easy as when you're home. You'll be able to hear your breath and just let it become quieter. That begins to pull yourself to sleep. The last refinement about breath is, I'm going to take an extreme example. Supposing you were completely stressed, and then all of a sudden you stop being able to breathe. Well, obviously, all that would matter is being able to breathe. Whatever you were thinking about a moment ago would not be in your mind. So breath is obviously much more important. In a moment, I'm going to show you a very simple way to just feel your breath with a sense of feeling grateful that you're breathing. Now, a lot of people know the value of feeling grateful, but they think of things in their life. This is grateful for breath, much more fundamental. There's a way that calms your whole mind, emotions, and body into sleep. Now, remember, everything here is going to be optional. We're going to do a brief exercise. It's not about falling asleep. It's just about feeling these body sensations. Then when you go home, you'll have the summary card. You can use it on your own and just deepen, because it's easy with that. What I suggest you do is, as we do this, have most of your awareness on the body sensations I'm describing. Let my voice be in the background. It's not about listening. I'm going to just remind you, feel this, feel this, feel this. And this is a little bit awkward because you don't have a place to rest your head, but just, it's not about sleep. It's just to get familiar with certain body sensation. And after this, I'll talk about how do you use it to fall asleep, to sleep more deeply, to fall back to sleep. So, if you would be so kind to close your eyes, and we'll just do this for a few minutes. So just get as comfortable as you can, and if you wish, what would be helpful is actually place one or both hands on your abdomen to begin to soothe that area. You don't need to keep your hand there, just useful in the beginning. And there's no need to calm your mind, emotions, or body, because in the midst of whatever's happening, you just allow your tongue to feel slightly calmer. If it's already calm, just gently feel it. Don't make your tongue calm, just allow it. It can rest anywhere in your mouth. You can even lightly touch the roof of your mouth, just not pressing. You may feel as if your tongue, even the back of your tongue, begins to soften. If your tongue tenses again, allow it to become softer again. If you swallow, that's okay. And while your lips may be together, allow your lower and upper teeth to separate slightly. As your tongue feels calmer, it can help your jaw muscles begin to feel slightly calmer, like when you let your fist loosen earlier in the session. And jaw muscles don't need to be very calm, just some. Your throat may begin to feel slightly calmer, possibly like when you yawn. Your throat's already calm, just gently feel it. And then as you exhale, your chest naturally moves inward by itself. It's okay if it's a small motion. Just gently feel this without needing to change your breath. It's a way of feeling grateful that you're breathing. Because even if your breath is sometimes uncomfortable, you could still feel grateful that you're breathing. As you exhale, gently feel your chest move inward. It's a way of feeling grateful that you're breathing, which can help your breath begin to feel calmer, softer, more satisfying. As you exhale, chest gently moving inward can begin to soothe deep in your chest. Chest moving inward closer to your heart. As you exhale, chest gently moving inward can begin to soothe deep in your chest, moving inward closer to your heart, which can begin to feel calmer, quieter, softer, slower, which can help calm your mind and body. Having your hand on your abdomen help you feel that as you exhale, there may be a small in or out motion in your abdomen. And if you don't feel that, it's optional. As you exhale, there may be a small in or out motion in your abdomen. Any gentle motion in your abdomen can begin to soothe your abdomen, help calm your mind and body. And if you ever drift to thoughts or other body sensations, just allow your tongue and throat to feel slightly calmer. As you exhale, feel your chest move inward. So we've gone from tongue, sort of down through your throat, your chest, your abdomen. That's a downward body sensation. Think of how we talk about sleep. We fall asleep. Downward term, settle down, calm down, slow down. And it's not imagine down or think down. It's a sensation in your body. Allow your tongue calmer, maybe your throat calmer. Exhale, feel your chest moving inward, calm your heart. Maybe a little bit of movement in your abdomen. And as you exhale, the calm feeling in your breath can flow into a feeling of relief, kind of like a very gentle sigh of relief. Sometimes, breath may become slightly shallower in a soothing way. Possibly allow your breath to become even quieter within yourself. then just rest. These are calm feelings blending together inside your body. Something even easier now. Just rest in any calmness deep in your chest or abdomen, blending with your inner breath feeling. It's like resting in a soft pillow inside you. When a bird flies, it flaps its wings. When it lands, it can rest. When your mind is thinking, it's like flying around. You're giving it a place to rest, feeling of comfort and safety that's inside you, away from all the things in your life, opening the pathway to sleep inside you, like leaning into sleep inside you. There's nothing else you need to do right now. Feeling of relief. Your mind can, like resting in this feeling of comfort and safety, become quieter. Your body can, like this feeling, become calmer. I'm going to just be quiet for a moment so you can rest in this feeling, and then I'll talk. And then when you wish, gradually open your eyes. Allow your awareness to come back to the room when you want. Maybe move a little bit so you feel alert for the last half hour. There you have it. Thanks.